Hi, it's me, Maddie.
Hi, I'm Zoe Anastasiou. I play Maddie, the 8-year-old entrepreneur on the podcast How We Manage Stuff. Maddie has become such a fixture on our podcast that we thought we would assemble all her episodes so that our audience could better understand her role on the podcast and what we're trying to do with her. And also because she's funny and you'll enjoy listening to her. At this point, it's hard to remember that Maddie was originally an afterthought. We had created the Lillian Moller Gilbreth School for Disruptive Innovation as a way of exploring the nature of business education. And, well, of mocking business education at the same time. It was supposed to be one of those expensive private schools in Silicon Valley that places all its graduates in top universities. It's the kind of place that draws and exposes the power of lust in parents. Parents will fight to get their kids into schools like this. Therefore, we'll start this special episode with a commercial we prepared for our school. It's a little talk given by the principal of the school, who's played by Devon Eyre.
Do you have a disruptive child? Of course you're worried about your little darlings, concerned that they will spend all their time and effort to get into an elite school only to get frustrated. But let's be honest, elite academic study is no longer the best way for your child to make their mark upon the world, to overthrow inefficient economic institutions and replace them with new productive organizations. Hi. I'm Penelope, principal at the Lillian Moller Gilbreth School for Disruptive Innovation. We offer a competitive curriculum that allows our pupils to demonstrate just how disruptive they can be. We provide an education based on the great classics of innovation: Schumpeter, Christensen, Drucker, Frederick Winslow Taylor, and of course, our patron, Dr. Lillian Moller Gilbreth. Remember, did Mark Zuckerberg graduate from college? Or Oprah? Or Steve Jobs? How about Ellen DeGeneres? Of course not, my darlings. They were disruptive. They didn't follow the conventional path. They dropped out of college and changed the world. And if your children come to the Lillian Moller Gilbreth School, they will be able to show you just how disruptive they can be. Be a little disruptive yourself. Look for us on the web at the Lillian Moller Gilbreth School for Disruptive Innovation.edu. You'll be glad you did.
Now, I was originally hired to play Penelope Othmar, the principal of the Gilbreth School. If you listen carefully to the next episode, you will hear me speaking with my Californian accent as Penelope. But if you have a school, you need a student, at least one student. So for this episode, we created a young student who was competing in the school's annual contest for who could be the most disruptive, an event we call the Schumpathon, after the Austrian economist Joseph Schumpeter, who studied disruptive economics. To give this subject the serious consideration it deserved, we created Maddie, who you will hear for the first time in this episode.
Can I talk to you about the Schumpathon? Vinny, our CTO, and I were put in a little office to hear business pitches from the students. Well, we heard 5 of them and were waiting for the last group to arrive. Vinny was sitting there just reviewing a stack of business cards.
13. 14. 15. And 16.
What are you doing?
17. Processing the business cards I picked up today.
From the kids?
Well, most of the cards are from their parents, with the kid's name written across the top.
Why are you doing this?
I'm a business guy. I don't understand anything unless I put it in a business context. So, I have this app that scans and sorts the business cards.
And what's the point?
First, there's some fundraising opportunities here.
How much?
Tough to say. The app says that we should be able to get 5 to 10 on the first app.
5 to 10 million?
Yeah, but a lot of them have doctors for parents.
That's a problem?
The professional class used to be the center of the room and not used to considering others as equals.
Vinny, why are we here?
Be nice to the community. Make some contacts that might be useful for funding. Help some kids think about the future.
Vinny, these are wealthy kids who don't need our help.
Then we can build our skills so that we can really be useful to those that really do.
And what am I learning about being a business leader?
Nothing. And everything, my dear.
Here we are, the last innovation team in our Shumpathon. This is Miss Madison. She'll be talking about a new proposal she has for environmental health. It promises to be truly innovative and disruptive. Truly, truly disruptive.
Hello, Madison.
My name is Maddie.
Hello, Maddie. It's nice to meet you. I'm Evelyn, and this is Vinny.
I know who you are.
Really?
Yes. I had my team research you.
You did, of course. Is this your first startup?
Yes. I mean, no.
No.
I had a startup last year with Chloe, who was my best friend, but she's not my best friend anymore because she's Caitlin's best friend. And so she can't be in my startup. So I asked my brother Owen to be in my startup, but Owen can't be in my startup because Owen is only 4.
4?
Yes. And he can't be my CTO because he can't count. And I'm not going to have a CTO who can't count. And I'm not going to be anything but CEO because CEO is the best job. So I asked Devin, who lives next door, to be CTO, but he can't be CTO. He only has a Windows computer and doesn't know how to program in Python. I can't have a CTO who doesn't know Python, especially if they only have Windows. So I formed a new company with Priya, who used to be Chloe's best friend, but she is not Chloe's best friend anymore because she moved to New York. Have you ever been to New York? I have an uncle in New York. I want to go to New York, but my uncle lives in Brooklyn, and I couldn't live in Brooklyn because none of the good startups are in Brooklyn. Everybody knows that.
At the start, all we knew about Maddie was that she was filled with energy and words. We also knew that she loved the business world. She was able to show her interest when the podcast decamped for Washington, D.C., but she had to remain in Silicon Valley. That is the start of the first chapter of Maddie's life.
Back it on up. Come on now, let's back it on up, son. Show you're right. Let's back it on up now. Hey, far enough.
Miss Evelyn! Miss Evelyn! Miss Evelyn!
Maddie, how is my little entrepreneur?
You're going to Washington? Oh, please take me to Washington. I've always wanted to go to Washington. They have Google server number 1 in the Smithsonian. I really, 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 really want a selfie with Google server number 1. And I also want to see the Federal Trade Commission.
Oh my. Why do you want to see the Federal Trade Commission?
Because they are the bestest part of the government, and because they are in charge of Googling, and because they are in charge of innovation.
But you have school. And what about your startup? Who will take care of it?
I'll let Samantha run it.
Who's Samantha? Is she your friend?
Oh, no. She's not my friend. She's my CFO. Never make your friend CFO. That's what my dad says. It's a principle. Never make your friend CFO or you'll get in trouble. Will you take me to Washington? I want to see Google server number 1 and the Federal Trade Commission.
I think I need to handle this.
I believe it was the great playwright Chekhov who said, if you have an airplane in the first act and you don't fly that airplane in the third act, you have a really stupid play. He actually said that about guns, but the idea holds for so many things. If we took the podcast to Washington, Maddie would have to follow. The only question we had was, how was she going to do it? We got the answer in this episode. Maddie took an Uber to San Francisco Airport and used her parents' credit card to buy a ticket to Washington. No one asked if she was old enough to fly, because that's how San Francisco works. If you're confident and have a credit card, they believe that to question you would be an offense to native human dignity. Well, you might just be short. So, in this episode, Maddie comes to Washington.
Maddie, it's so good to see you. How did you get here?
I flew on the plane. It was an Airbus 320. I would rather fly on a Boeing 737, but none of the airlines had a Boeing 737, so I came on an Airbus. I got upgraded to business class.
Excuse me, ma'am. Are you the parent or legal guardian of this child?
They gave me a copy of the Financial Times in business class and a chocolate.
Chocolate?
No, we're friends. Her school is next to our California office, and we have a program with it.
I go to the Lily and Mola Gilbreth School.
It's then I'm afraid I can't let you touch her.
They're my
Would
favorite.
You please back away?
I like the Financial Times a lot. Oh, when can we see the Federal Trade Commission?
And who is supposed to take her?
We don't know. She didn't have an unaccompanied minor manifest when she arrived. Apparently, our SFO staff thought she was an adult.
I bought the ticket myself. And you said we could go to the National Academy of Engineering. Lily Mola Gilbreth is a fellow of the National Academy. She's my hero.
An adult?
I used the credit card Daddy gave me. He's in Dubai. I heard Rohit got to go to the Smithsonian and see Google server number one. I want to go to the Smithsonian. When can we go? Can we go now?
Apparently, our SFO staff thought that she was just...